How's it going, friend? Today, we're going to talk about how to get your online business idea validated as a solopreneur. I feel like this is an important topic to talk about because maybe you were running your idea past someone and maybe you heard something like, the market's really saturated, or there are so many people offering that already. And hearing those things can really discourage you from even building on research and finding out more about what exactly it is that you have on your heart and actually stop you from even getting started. Let me just say this. If you have a deep desire to do a thing, regardless of what that idea looks like, it was put there for a reason, friend. God has equipped you with that very thing on purpose for a purpose. And we're going to talk about ways to get that idea validated. What are the missing gaps that you might be able to fill, and how to get your research questions answered. So grab that notebook and pen and let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Friend, I just want to tell you that when it comes to offering something, whether it be a physical or digital product, it has very little to do with how saturated the market is. It has everything to do with how you position yourself, your offer or product, and your marketing strategy. And there are literally billions of people in the world to serve. And I'm telling you, there's plenty of room for you to show up and do your thing. So I was at one point in time thinking about offering web design services. And at the same time, since I was pretty new and I was still trying to figure out exactly the thing that I wanted to be my main offer, I had so many different ideas that I had to actually sit down and narrow down the thing that I was going to do. And that's a completely different chapter of the book, if that makes sense. I heard so many people saying that that market's so saturated, or you have to work really hard to get clients, or so many people are doing it. And I know people that started offering web design and they're actually doing very well now. And it's easy to get discouraged before you even start researching anything because of all the naysayers. So here's a little statistic for you. Only about 5% of beginner entrepreneurs that actually start an online business end up making it their number one source of income. 5%. That's an extremely small percentage of entrepreneurs. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of factors that go into getting clients or growing an audience, but a lot of it depends on the skills that you're offering and your knowledge and if you're even targeting the right audience. And I want you to be in that 5% category that makes your online business idea your main income stream and business model. So before you research your online business idea, there are two important action steps that you really need to take first before you go any further. And number one is to figure out exactly what you're offering before you research anything. So you really have to narrow down your list just to one thing. And you can't serve everyone. You don't overcomplicate it from the very beginning because you will get completely overwhelmed. And I always say, focus on the three ones. So one problem, one solution, and one ideal client. You really want to keep it simple. And I know you might be saying, but I have several ideas and I want to utilize them all, or I can't choose which one. I understand having a multi-passionate heart, but still, you really have to start small. To grow something, you have to start with one thing. If you overcomplicate it, it will either take forever to grow or it won't gain any kind of traction at all. And if you can't choose which thing exactly that you should go with, grab a 20-minute Unstuck session with me. And the link to that is bit.ly/unstuckwithkatie. And I will help you get unstuck. And you can also find that link in the show notes. So go grab that link. And keep to that one main thing for a year and build on that after. And number two is to find out the niche or your avatar, which is your ideal client that you're serving. So in order to serve someone, we need to get to know our ideal client on a deeper level, like friendship status. You need to know their struggles, their wins, their likes, their dislikes, what they want most, their fears, desires, etc. And is your offer even something that would solve your ideal client's number one struggle? So after you get your answers from those two things, and you do those action steps, then you can move on to the research process. So number one is to start with researching Facebook groups. So you type in the keywords in the Facebook search part of the group with your target audience. You don't just go willy-nilly into any kind of Facebook group, just your target audience group. And you can even scroll through a little bit to see what exactly others are asking and really pay attention to how they are asking that and take note of it, because those are keyword phrases that you can use for content. And you can also do Facebook group polls. And like I said, not just any group, make sure it's your target audience where they're hanging out at, and make sure that it's your niche. Number two is to do one-on-ones with people that would fit your ideal client. And take note of any keyword or phrases that they use, because that can be used as information for your content. Also, it's really hard to get people to exchange any kind of time when nothing is in it for them. You're going to have to offer a gift card or an Amazon or Starbucks to in exchange for taking the time to meet with you. Another thing that you could do is create like a questionnaire using Google Form, which is totally free to do that, and offer a gift card that way and do it like a giveaway. Someone could win a gift card or whatever amount that you offer for that. Make it fun. And number three is to research keywords to get related keywords. So Google will give you some practical tips on what is being typed in that people are searching. And you really want to pay attention to the related or suggested searches on the Google pages too. Uber Suggest and SEMrush are both great to use for keyword research. And they both have a limit of free keywords that you can search per day, just to get kind of started and get an idea. And pay attention to the related keywords that actually come up. And those are completely prime real estate that you can use those related keywords to your advantage in future content that you create. And track the keywords that you're searching. Use like a Google spreadsheet to track those keywords. Really keep them, because you can use them literally anytime. Number four is answer the public. And that's a website. So this website literally gives you hundreds, if not thousands, of keyword ideas specific to the phrase that you type in the search about what people are looking up related to that topic. So that's really good information to use. Number five is Pinterest. So Pinterest is a big one. So you could type in keywords in the search and pay attention to the colored tabs at the top. And you can also go in and act like you're creating an ad, which you're not really creating an ad. And you scroll it down to the type and type in keywords, and the search results for those specific keywords will actually spit out related keywords that are more popular and that people are actually typing in. So you can get tons of ideas that way too. So researching might seem like it's going to take you longer to get the thing started, but realistically, you save yourself so much time and less confusion if you know that you are building an offer or service that people are for sure wanting, rather than just going with it and hoping it works out. So to recap, the steps are: number one, narrow down your list to just one main offer. Really figure out what that one quality solution is that you are going to provide. And number two, connect your solution offer to the niche, which is your ideal client, that you are serving. Really make sure that those two gaps are filled in before you go on to the next steps. So we're going to recap the five steps right now to get that idea validated. So step one is to research Facebook groups. Step two is to do one-on-ones with people that would fit your ideal client. And this one is really important. Don't ask questions to random people that wouldn't even be a good fit for your solution. Step three is to research keywords, whether that be using Google, Facebook, Pinterest, Uber Suggest, etc. Step four is to check out Answer the Public. And step five is to research Pinterest. And if you're having a hard time with narrowing down your list and you're stuck, you can always book a 20-minute Unstuck session with me. The link to that again is bit.ly/unstuckwithkatie. And I also have a super great PDF that will walk you through how to narrow down your offer step by step and action steps to take afterwards. And you can find that PDF at bit.ly/content-gameplan. And if you need even more direction, you are completely invited to come and hang out with me in my Facebook group and ask your questions there. And you can go to that with this link, bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. All right, friend, that is it for today's episode. And I really want to thank you for hanging out with me today. And I will be back to hang out again on Thursday. Later. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.